Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings, watching the long-range boats, the Shogun, the Royal Star, unloading this morning. Lots of great catch of tuna and lots of other stuff. Wahoo biting down below, too.
This is great. This is my good favorite fishing time of year, because kind of everything is in play. Local fishing's good. You know, see great scores of the full-day guys, whether they're, you know, mixing it up, catching, you know, Dorados on kelps, or they're at the islands catching yellowtail, and then the short-range boats, like we talked about before, at Tanner and Clemente, catching school-size ones or big ones, and multi-days and long trips. It's just, this is when it's happening, and it was very evident, because when we pulled into the world headquarters here this morning, there were carts everywhere and trucks everywhere.
Oh,
and people
loading
bundles of rods on and taking fish off. It's just, it's alive right
It's alive. It's summertime, and we have John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape, talking fishing, and we're giving away a phenomenal prize.
Well, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, check this out. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new Anza Yellowfin Filet Knife. This is a fantastic knife made from our great friends at Anza. All of the things that we always talk about, that amazing high-carbon steel blade. It's handmade right here in San Diego, California.
One of their top-of-the-line
knives. Yeah, this is a $190 filet knife. Like I said, it's a tool that will literally last you for the rest of your life.
Oh,
fantastic prize. If you want to get your shot at that great knife, or, again, your chance to talk to John, have your questions answered, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. In addition to that, if you want to get through, have your question answered, maybe you're not able to hang on hold, or you're not wanting to talk on the radio, you can text us now. We have a great option. Just go to the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't already have it, you should. It's totally free. It's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to listen to the show. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store if you have an Apple or an Android phone. Do a little search for Let's Talk Hookup. It'll pop right up. And then on the app, you'll see a button that says text to the show, and all those go right to Pete. We get real busy at times, and so sometimes it takes us a little while. We're not able to get all the texts on the show, but we'll always read through them, grab some fun ones, and read them on the air. So don't forget, if you phone lines are busy and you got a question for John, get that app, text to the show, and your questions will be answered.
There you go. All right, let's find out what's biting, Ricky.
You got it, man. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish. They have spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget about that amazing pokey kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right. Let's talk to Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and John. So, for you hard chargers that fought through some rugged conditions this week, man, there was some good fishing to be had, I'm telling you what.
Yeah,
the Catalina, man. There, the beat goes on. Still some good opportunity in the bass and bonita on the front side, mostly there. A steady pick on that good grade yellowtail, both backside east, backside west, and right there on the east end proper. A lot of seal grief, though, guys, some days. So best way to get through the seals, slow troll mackerel on heavy gear, and then pull hard. Some days those things really school up.
Oh, yeah.
And then Santa Barbara Island, pretty good signal this week on tanker grade yellows. A few sea bass mixed in, a sprinkle big halibut. That little island was in fine form. Limits of wind, though, guys, but good fishing up there. At Clemente, tough conditions there on the back and the west where a lot of the yellowtail have been. Kept the traffic down for sure. But guys were picking a few yellows that were hanging out in the cove and on the front side boat there. better weather and a little bit of yellowtail bite there. The main attraction out in that zone, of course, is that school of a really big bluefin that popped back up off the kind of middle back of the island, 6 to 10 off like that. For the naysayers that thought they were gone this year, well, guess again, guys are back. Several over 300, many over 200 this week. And fishing that big fish in bad weather, guys, the loss rate is horrible. So it bodes well for how much fish is there that they caught what they caught. Also, biting way out west there under Cortez in the Tanner zone, catchable size bluefin for the guys anchored up on the Tanner. And some big yellows on the Cortez there also biting. And the weather is coming down nicely, finally. And for the marlin and swordfish guys, they're definitely around, spread out, big spread of fish, really all the way from the Dine off San Diego up to the Northern Channel Islands. There's some really good stories from the guys fishing both marlin and swordfish here this week. So lots of good stuff around. And the best months are yet to come. Time to go fishing, guys.
That is my kind of report right there, Mark. I like it. Big ones, regular ones, inshore, offshore, billfish. I like it.
Yeah, really good.
Man, it's shaping up to be a really, really good fall season here.
We'll take it. And, of course, fishdope.com, Danny, Jeff, and the boys have been doing such a marvelous job keeping people up to date. They have weather info on there. They have, water roll a little bit in a lot of places. They have all the information on the temperature charts and the chlorophyll charts and stuff. And of course, the fish reports. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com with everything you need to go fishing by using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, for the world's best bass tanks, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, thank you for that. We're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Editor by a big Chevron station. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is pacificedgetackle.com. And I think we didn't get out last week, and we were going to go drift for swordfish, but we wound up doing a few boat projects. But that's happening tomorrow.
First
deep drift tomorrow, and they've been biting guys.
Cool.
Get after him, Mark.
Go get him, Mark. Hope you get one. Good luck. Just be careful.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right. All right. Appreciate that report. Talk to you next week. All right. And while we wait for Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing to jump in and give us the report there, I want to just do a quick reminder for those of you who may have missed it. Don't forget, 1 week from today, we'll be at El Cajon 4. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have Jeff Mariani from Sedros Kayak Fishing there. And it's your last chance to qualify for that 8-day limited load long range sold out trip on the Searcher. And we want to thank Searcher Sport Fishing for all that they do, Celia and Art and everybody. And don't forget, this week we have that Searcher Day and a Half Gamakatsu sponsored trip,
nice.
Which is perfect timing.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? Yeah, it's sold out. Sorry.
No surprise.
But Dr. Bob Baum will be the hosting the trip for us, and that's going to be a good time. So I want to thank Searcher Sport Fishing and all that they do for Let's Talk Hookup and Captain Art. They've been getting them.
Yeah, that's great. Well, hey, let's continue with our catch report. Speaking of getting them, let's head to a spot where they do a lot of that, and that's C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. What's going on at C4?
Well, first off, I'd like to say that, short-lived, I'm glad you had your cowboy career there. We're going to have to give you the nickname Cowboy instead of Corey, but I guess we'll let that one slide.
Yeah, I proved that nickname is not for me.
Wait a minute. Corey has the nickname Cowboy?
Yes, Corey does have the nickname Cowboy. Ask him about it.
I didn't know that.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, we'll have to give him a hard time
tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, you will have to give him a hard time about that one, yes.
I like it.
All right, we'll let him explain tomorrow.
I definitely did not earn that nickname, so yeah.
No. The one good thing, though, is that, you not being able to fish means that we're going to have tons of great fishing now that you're stuck, not being able to there.
He's going to
leave us.
And to start
off that, yeah, exactly, so it's very good fishing going around. Some big bluefin showing up in the count. We had a couple 300-pound-plus bluefin in the count this week, one of them topping 350 there, which is amazing for that, in the grand scheme of things, close range fishing, within a couple of days there's some amazing fish in the count there for those day and a half and the one day seeing yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail, some big bluefin in the count. Endeavor had three of them. yesterday, the day before that, the Pacifica had 17 of them in that 120 to 230 pound range.
Ooh, wow.
Four of those being over 200. So great fishing and great weather, you know, or excuse me, hot weather locally, a little rough offshore there, but they're catching fish. So if you don't want to sit at home in the heat there, you know, don't want to hang out in the air conditioning, definitely get out on the boat. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have those half days up there, and those half day trips are still catching a little bit of calico bass, some good bottom fishing in there. They saw a little bit of yellowtail during the week, but that kind of tapered off a bit. But that's kind of what you expect on those half day trips, some nice fishing showing up in there. The full day trips, kind of bouncing back and forth between the islands and offshore there, but they're seeing some yellowfin, seeing some Dorado on there, yellowtail on there. So all around great fishing there. Definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for all those trips, the half days, the full days, one day, day and a half, some longer trips in there, and we've got trips scheduled into October, so definitely check that out. You can make your reservation straight online there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. We are open. Check out the tackle shop there, make some reservations, and get out there on the water.
Right on, Marcos. Great report. Appreciate that. Glad to hear those big ones are biting again, and look forward to talking to another one great next week, and we'll see if we can get that cowboy story out of Corey tomorrow.
Yeah, if not, then you can ask Sean, and he'll tell you the background on that one.
Sounds good to me, Marcos. Well, great report, buddy. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right.
Wraps up our catch report.
You got it, buddy. That's it. We got a great show going. Lots of great info coming your way, and phones are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. That's going to wrap up our report. Sponsored by Gamakatsu, the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks have been the go-to hooks this season for tuna that from anywhere from that Nautilus Light, which is that very thin wire, great for small baits, allowing your bait to swim better, the regular Nautilus, which is my favorite, or that brand new Nautilus HD. Gamakatsu's got you covered. You can pick the right size hook, ring or no ring, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks now at your selected tackle store.
There was a report from one of the long-range boats this week that Nautilus HD was the hook for getting bit on big ones. You know, some of these big ones are biting fly line sardines and mackerel, but they still want that small hook.
Yeah, right.
And you need a small hook with some beef when you hook on a 100-pounder, and that Nautilus HD is perfect.
That's
for that.
A great call.
Yeah.
Such a perfect hook.
Yeah,
for that
2.0 Nautilus HD.
I like it.
That's the one for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones. They want to talk to John, so let's do it.
First off, Chris from San Diego. What's up, Chris? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys.
Chris.
I just want to let you know that after the last time I was on the show, I was lucky enough to win that knife. And whoever wins that knife today, a word of advice, get the stainless steel cleaning glove.
Okay.
It works great.
That's a great
stainless steel. Now, explain that to me. What's a stainless steel cleaning glove?
It's a glove that has got stainless steel woven in the fabric. So if you make a slight mistake, you don't bleed.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. I gotcha.
Like a protection style glove.
Yeah, protection style glove.
It's
right.
It's a sharp knife.
It's a sharp
They're
knife.
Real sharp.
Yes, it is.
Got that fine, Chris.
Hey, I'm very excited about Rancho Leonero being opened up again. After the modern miracles of science, chemicals, and tequila, I came out of my deep depression. And I can't wait to get there. And thanks for everything you guys do and the great information you put out. So,
thanks,
everybody.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Hope to see you down there soon.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys.
Thanks,
Have a
Chris.
Great
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. Chuck from Long Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everyone's doing well.
Indeed.
Buenos dias, Chuck.
Hey, question I have, you said you can bring up to 4 rods and reels down. What are the 4 recommended setups to come down there and fish tuna and yellowtail and the standard stuff that you'd be taking?
You know, nothing over 50 pound. Normally 30 pound test will work for pretty much everything down there unless you get into much bigger fish. So, like I said, I wouldn't bring the rods. That's not necessary, but the reels, you know, put into your check bags. But really nothing real big. You would think with the size of the fish we have and all that, but pretty much we fish 30 and 40 pound tests pretty much. all the time.
Maybe like a
and it takes everything.
Something that you, some kind of a smallish reel that you could fly line a sardina or
yeah
or
something that's
with, that kind of thing.
Something you do short cast and mm-hmm. And small but nothing real oversized. No big pin.
Yeah.
Pin international
or Trinidad, something
right
like that.
Right Trinidad's work real well.
All
the small accurate stuff, you know, small reels, big fish.
That's it.
I like it.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We have a text question. That's a good question from Mike in Paradise Hills. And again, if you want to text us, you can do that only on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and hit text the show, and we'll get an email, and we'll pick as many as we can. We have a lot.
I know.
So we can only get to a few, but we'll pick some good questions here. And Mike's question is, what is the best time to catch big roosters from the beach at Rancho Lanero?
That is a good question.
You know, started fairly early this year. We actually had them in March. You know, they're not as big. As the water warms, the water hits about 80 degrees, and that's when you see the bigger fish. This year has been just incredible how many big gaios there are up and down the beaches. And you know, we didn't get going until June 23rd, and it was going on right away then. Normally, April, May, the big ones start coming through, and they'll be around, you know, through October, November. And this year in particular has just been an incredible rooster fish year. There are a lot of them around.
That's cool. And lack of pressure, too, right?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. A lot of years, a lot of fly fishermen. And, gosh, during, you know, the big deal for a fly fisherman is to catch a gaio, a rooster fish off the beach.
Off the beach.
Cool. It's huge. And so there's a lot of anglers, fly fishermen that want to do it. So a lot of times you'll see... fly fishermen every 150 meters down, all the way down the beach, and they'll chase them around, and they drive them off the inshore a little bit, I think, and there hasn't been that this year, so they've been coming in closer. That and there's just been no fishing pressure at all on them, like I mentioned earlier, since November 19, you know. And
yeah.
So it's been, and I think that's really helped. That and again, the meat is just foul. They're the easiest fish to release going because you're not...
Well, they're so beautiful, too.
You know, and they're gorgeous.
Hard,
and the,
cool
and
looking.
And
they release and well. The photo, I mean, you pull on them and they swim away.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. They're a hardy
they're
fish.
They're a jack. So
they're
yeah,
a jack,
tough.
And
yeah.
they're a hardy fish, yeah, and you get great photos, and then let them go with it, you know, with the plume up and everything.
Yeah.
They're really
so.
They're
here's
really
a, here's
special.
Another hint too, is if you know how to throw a cast net, if you grew up in Florida or one of the places that they allow cast nets. Cast nets, by the way, are illegal in California, in case you didn't know.
I didn't know that.
But if you do own a cast net and you take a cast net down there, you can cast and make bait from the beach, and then fish live bait for the roosters. I did that with Gary Barnes-Webb,
and Nick,
caught
like
a 30-pound rooster off the beach. That was such a thrill.
That's
right?
So
awesome.
Gary Barnes-Webb and Nick Price do that all the time. They go down. It's not easy to throw those nets,
oh, no.
I want you to know.
Yeah.
But there's
people that grew up in Florida that did it all their lives. So there's
what they do is they'll run up and down the beach, and they have a big cage with chicken wire, you know, and they'll put it out in the water. They'll find bait, and they'll make bait and put it in their thing, and then they'll set up right where they made the bait normally, because that's where the rooster the fish are hanging anyway, and pop the beers, and I mean, they destroy them. They catch some really, really
nice ones.
Big pargo,
so cool.
Big
oh,
rooster
fun.
Fish. No substitute for live bait for those fish.
Oh, yeah.
And they know how to do it. So if you are a good enough angler where you can throw one of those nets, which I'm not, by the way, It's an art. It's hard.
But we were talking about the things to do when you're not on the cruiser or not on the Super Pongo. What a fun day that is to rent one of the ATVs. They all got rod holders on the back. Throw your rods, a little bit of gear on the back, and go cruising down the beach and just whether you're catching a rooster or some kind of cool little reef fish or needlefish or whatever. Yeah. I mean, talk about a fun day to just go blasting up and down the beach.
Take a mast, fins, and snorkel with you too. Rod. I mean, it's a great day.
A couple cold ones, a little lunch.
Good idea.
Oh,
that's a necessity. fishing.
Yeah.
And
they'll pack you a lunch at Rancho Leonardo,
right,
too,
yeah,
too,
we
if
pack,
you want to
pack
go.
A lunch so you can get on yeah. the road. And we recommend you take some water with you, and off they go up yeah. up into the arroyos, along the beach. It's yeah. It's really cool renting the ATVs.
And it's
no
easy.
Doubt about it. Yeah.
And there's only one way to go. You go up or down, and to get yourself
right.
back.
No, you can't get lost.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
you
easy.
Can't get lost. The mountains are on one side, and the ocean's on the other. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We have
Thank
another
you,
another question from a listener, and it says, when are we going to be posting today's show on the app? And we do it. Adam does such a great job. Adam Clark, our main guy, does such a great job of getting the podcast up pretty much right away after the show. So within an hour of the show, you'll be up there, and we have like shows from a year ago up on the app. So those podcasts are up there. So again, our new deal here is if you want to send a text, just go to our app and just say text the show, and we'll try and get to you.
Yeah, super easy to find. As soon as you pull up the app, there'll be several buttons. Listen to the show, call the show, and there'll be one right there, just a tab on your screen that says text the show. Click that button, it'll take you right to the page, type away, and send it to Pete, and you're on.
There you go.
Phone lines are packed up. We're going to jump back into those and talk to Jim, who's calling us from Portland, Oregon this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great to talk to you.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning. I was there a couple of weeks ago with my son for his 16th birthday. There really isn't much I can say about the ranch that hasn't already been said. You describe it in your ads, John. It really is a special place. It really is unique, from getting out there when the sun is rising over the sea in the morning, to the fishing experience, to eating a breakfast burrito while you catch tuna.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
totally.
It is. It's just, you know, for the listeners that haven't been there, it really is that special. It's not hype. It's not hyperbole. And
yeah.
just encourage anybody who hasn't been there to check it out. I was there. We were there from the 16th to the 20th. So a storm had already come through, and then we caught Genevieve. So unfortunately, we were blown off the water Tuesday afternoon. We didn't fish Wednesday, but we were fortunate enough to get out Monday. You know, this is how great the fishing is down there, guys, and you know this, the fishing is scratchy and you're still catching fish all day.
Right.
You might not be hooking into to as many marlin or sails or dorado or yellows as you want, but you're still catching fish all day. We got into some fishing Tuesday morning. The wind was coming in. We were starting to get swells, but my son was fortunate enough to hook into about a 45-pound yellowfin, and that really made the trip. So,
great. All right.
Great. Well, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, and what a great place to escape to from Portland, especially in the winter, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot,
Jim.
For the
Thanks
phone
again.
Call this morning. Had an interesting text from a listener that's headed for Cabo in November, and he wants to know if the planes are full or they're staggering seats. And like I said, I saw a notice yesterday from Alaska Airlines that they're not seating middle seats right now through October 31st. So in November, it sounds like they're going to start seating middle seats. What about Volaris? Do they stagger seats?
No.
No. So
no, they fill.
And it's a full flight.
They fill them up. They make sure you wear a mask. They're
yeah.
very, very strict about that. And the girls are walking around with disinfectant and wiping everything down.
Yeah.
The flight attendants and on the food cart, you know, they've got the alcohol for
uh-huh.
your hands.
So they're actually serving drinks and stuff.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. Pretty limited, you know, beer and on Volaris anyway. I'm not sure on Alaska.
Yeah, it's pretty. I think wild.
Yeah,
the water.
It's time to really change.
Yeah,
you know, I'll be happy
sure.
when all this is over.
Yeah, won't we all? There's no doubt about that.
Oh, man.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including more of your phone calls, more text questions, more great stuff with our great buddy John from Rancho Leonero. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, a summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision and you were right. Mentioned you guys and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, talking Rancho Leonero, favorite place.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, having fun with John Ireland, giving away an Anza fillet knife, and phones are packed, so let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Phones are packed. Hills and Ventura is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Hills.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask John about bringing fish home. Years ago, I brought home Dorado from Loretto, and it was just 100% frozen and no ice in the ice chest. But do you guys do any kind of vacuum packing, or should we bring Ziplocs if we come down? And does it have to be frozen, or can you bring it kind of sashimi style.
Well, yeah, sashimi style. You can as long as there's not ice. What they're concerned about on the airline is ice melting, of course, and then having the water drip everywhere down on the hold, or it, actually a pop if you're carrying it on. So I don't think if you brought a fresh fish home, I don't know how you'd keep it cool enough that you wouldn't spoil it. You know, I mean, if it's sushi style. So it really does need to be frozen, and there can't be ice in your ice chest when you do bring it. We have a service smokehouse. Smokies will vacuum pack or smoke your fish or prepare it just like you'd get it in Alaska or anywhere else. At the ranch, we're the only hotel now that offers free freezing and cleaning. You do need to bring your own Ziploc, but the price is right. It costs you nothing. And we have a sub-zero freezer. Freezes it up real good. I would recommend not bringing an ice chest with you. We have ice chests down there. We have the portable ice chests, the same again as Alaska, that will load up your fish and it'll
save. It's like a box with styrofoam in it.
Right,
and they
exactly.
work very, very well.
Very, very insulated, yeah. And they're real good and they work real well.
And they're lighter weight. You can put more fish in
right.
and stay under that 50-pound mark.
Exactly.
And you're only paying to fly with it one direction instead of twice.
Exactly.
You don't have the baggage fee coming down, you only have it going out.
Exactly. And again, it's real easy. It's really, and we make it real easy for you. So you have the option, again, to pay and do the vacuum pack or smoke or however you want it prepared, or you can do it directly at the ranch. Tip the cleaner, and we'll freeze it up for you and pack it and get you home. Either way, very simple.
How long does it take at the smokehouse if you wanted to have them, you know, process it and vacuum overnight.
They're there at the dock to meet you.
Yeah,
right?
They're down at the dock every day. They pick up your fish right there, and it's overnight. They'll have it ready for you the next morning.
Yeah, and they'll deliver it out to the ranch.
And they deliver it. Yep.
Yeah, and they'll box it too. They have the same. Boxes,
yeah, they box it. They prepare it. Everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and they do a great job. It's high quality fish processing.
It's like
yeah, very much
processing
so.
South.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But it's all simple. We keep it as easy for you as we can. You know, we'll put it in your hands and see, check it on your flight.
There you go.
Good to go.
That's definitely one thing about the ranch is you guys have been doing this a long time, and you just figure out every angle that makes life easier bit by bit. Bit for us, you know, as the guests, and I mean, whether it's bringing the, you know, having the rods or dealing with the fish or whatever, like anything that can make your stay a little bit easier, you guys seem to always have it figured out.
That's really the name of the game, yeah. Just keep it Baja style and simple as we can,
that's
and
it.
We do.
Thanks, Hills. Appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Hills.
I have a text question from Jim. He's asking, what's the best lure to troll for bull Dorado and the best time of the year for Dorado? Those vermin.
Best lure to troll for bull Dorado. It really, for the big bull Dorado, are normally picked up on the marlin lures.
Yeah,
you'll be out fishing for marlin. Yeah, the larger lures is what we normally pick up the big ones on. Either that or. Pardon me here, or live bait, and they'll be on structures like right now. The washes have opened up, so there's debris in the water, and boy, the bull Dorado love that debris. So you work the scum lines and slow troll live bait is my best suggestion. Otherwise, it's an incidental catch when you're out fishing for the marlin or the larger fish on the larger plastic.
My favorite is a Zucker 3.5 in bright pink.
That's my favorite.
Okay. That's my favorite big Dorado lure.
All right. Yeah.
I'm a Petrolero guy.
Yeah, Petrolero works too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all good.
Or Mean Joe Green.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good question. Thanks a lot for the text. Appreciate
Thanks,
that. Again, that's an option we give is a text option where you can text us on our app, our Let's Talk Hookup app. It just says text the show, and we'll take some of the questions, and we can't take them all because we get a lot, but
it's fun.
Good questions. It kind of adds a little bit to the show.
I love it.
Yeah, it's working out.
Well,
so thanks for participating.
Yeah, well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to John. So next up on this end, let's talk to Jim, who's calling us from National City. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show. Really enjoying it. You know, I call several times when John has been on the show, and I kind of ask the same old question. and maybe John will see if there's merit in answering this question again.
Okay, John, shoot, Jim.
Yeah, John, do we bring pesos or dollars down to the ranch when we come? So anyway,
you know, a good question. A good question. Bring cash with you, whether it is pesos or dollars. We take both, and you're going to need cash for tips, for bait. There's a certain amount of cash. And a very good question. Thank you, Jim. Bring down, you know, $400 or $500 in cash. And it really doesn't make any difference whether it's pesos or dollars. Dollars is easy for it to get up here. You just go down to the bank and get some, you know, ones and fives.
Does changing your money into pesos give you any advantage?
If you're right on, if you stand on the ranch, not really.
Yeah.
Not really. We're dollar oriented and all that, but we're happy and we'll.
But sometimes out and about at the stores.
If you go, and people use credit cards now a lot. You know, almost everywhere.
And then you get the best exchange rate.
And then you get the best exchange rate. Highly, highly recommended.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have arbitrary exchange rates when you go.
And the peso fluctuates so much.
So when you're using a credit card, you get the true exchange rate, it's around 10 to 1. So
right,
you
exactly.
Get that.
Yeah.
I got you.
So I wouldn't worry about bringing pesos down. You're more than welcome to, and they work, but we're dollar-oriented. Mm-hmm. And that and your credit card, and you'll be okay. But cash is important for tipping the captains. And bait in particular, those two things. Everybody's always running short of cash. So bring some cash
for sure.
What's the right amount of money to bring for bait? You know, 40, 50 bucks kind of thing?
Yeah, anywhere 30, 40 bucks worth of bait's normally enough to fill you up for the day. And it's important that you buy bait as well. People, you know, spend all this money to come down and then charter the boat and everything and then buy $10 or $15 worth of bait. It just makes no sense. The bait rules. And when you get good bait, it makes a big difference in your fishing. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, for example, the exchange rate right now is 21.75 to 1 U.S. dollar in pesos.
Uh-huh, right.
And sometimes you see pesos that'll
19,
15 to 1, 8, 19, 18,
18 and a half.
You're okay at 18 and 19 because of, by the time you change your things and get the service charge and everything. But if they're doing 15, and that, then you're...
Well, they don't. They normally don't. But you know, I was just down there, and it's 21, 22. And you see 18 and a half. 19.
Yeah, which is still okay by the time.
Yeah, it's okay for cash, but you'll get 21 if you use your credit card.
If you use your credit card,
that's
exactly.
Good. I didn't know that
for sure.
And pretty much everybody takes them, the restaurants, the market, everywhere.
Yeah, indeed. Rancho Leonero, do they take it?
Yeah, we take credit cards.
You take credit cards?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So if you run up a bar tab with a few margaritas and a few Pacificos,
I can't imagine that happening.
You can pay it with a credit card.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. In fact, you know, hardly anyone pays cash at the bar, you know. It doesn't take any more than a day, and the guys know what room number you're in, and all your drinks could just get charged to your room, and then when you check out at the front desk, we've got you.
Give them your credit card and you're good.
You get your credit card.
That, all right. That bar and those margaritas was the first thing. Like once my accident on our honeymoon trip happened and, you know, we dealt with casts and hospitals and all that, that was the first thing Dallas said was like, we're doing a redo of the honeymoon and I just want to go to the ranch. No,
well, I would think you needed a margarita to kind of...
Well, they're good.
No, that's exactly what she said. She goes, I don't want to worry about a horse. I don't worry about anything else. Just I want to make the trip from the hammock to the bar and the bar to the pool. And then just repeat that. And else.
people really need to be careful. They're deadly. They're really good margaritas, but they're deadly. You know, they're all alcohol. You know, there's no mixing.
They just slide down.
It's
so
real
nice.
And you got to be careful. Two or three of them.
Back in the old days.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when
one right now.
When Genevieve came through. Of course, nobody could go out fishing, and man, we actually had our best bar day of the year. You know, all the neighbors come in and everything. We must have had 50 or 60 people in the bar drinking all day, like playing poker, or having a great time.
Oh,
One of
storm campers.
Yeah, storm.
Dallas and I, like one of our very first trips together, well before we were married or anything, was to the ranch, and we were there for Hurricane Javier, and it rained like 9 inches in one day, and it was towards the end of the season, so a lot of people left or didn't, and we were there with just a couple of other couples. Basically, there was no one there, and but the weather is still nice. It just rained. You know, yeah. we didn't get a lot of wind. It just rained crazy, but it rained 9 inches in one day, and we just. We hung out in the pool in the rain, drinking margaritas and playing cribbage on the bar.
Still warm.
Still probably my favorite trip ever down there. You know what I mean? It poured rain. We just hung out and rode out the storm, and it was just us and the bartender, and you felt like you were part of the crew. It was so much fun.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we give people the option, if they can, to get them down to the airport and get them out on a flight. And it's interesting how many people want to stay
for a hurricane.
They want to be hurricane campers.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah,
thanks,
let's go ahead and jump back into it.
You got it. Daniel in Rancho Cucamonga is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for John. John, I love fishing, but my wife, she doesn't fish a lot. So what can she do down at the ranch if she decides to stay back at the hotel?
Well, she won't be by herself. There's a lot of wives down there that don't fish with their husbands. So there's always, you know, a half a dozen wives, fishing widows, hanging around the beach. A lot of people walk up and down the beach. There's a lot of shells and glass. Good snorkeling. We've got stand-up paddle boards, kayaks. Plenty to do for everybody. But there's company. There's other wives around, and that really makes a difference as well.
Beautiful lounge chairs around the pool.
And it's a beautiful spot.
It's a hangout spot.
Yeah, it is. And you know. Over the years, we have a much higher percentage of guests that come down that don't fish at all. That just hang around the hotel because there's plenty to do, and it is really nice.
And, you know, for many, many years, I never experienced it because I was always out on the water. But the lunches they serve at the ranch are pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, they're good lunches for sure.
Yeah.
Good food at the ranch.
Yeah, very good food.
That's another thing that always was one of my favorites. You said, you know, you eat at least two or three of your meals a day there, so you want to make sure it was good.
Oh, like no, I do. I pretty much all of my meals there, you know. I'm not a big cook at home, so. And so I'm the biggest critic.
That's
I am the number one critic. So the food is good.
Good, cool. Great. A good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Brian.
Thank you, Daniel.
Brian in Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Good. Buenos dias, Brian.
Buenos dias. Hey, my question is the Windy app, the weather app.
Uh-huh.
How accurate is it for you guys down there at the ranch? And as well, Rick, up here, how do you feel about it locally?
Well, I use it, and Windy's okay. You know, it's cool to watch and everything. What I really depend on is the EEB mic or Wonderground. Okay. But EEB mic is very comprehensive and really gives you the full scoop. It gives you the description of the storm and tracking and satellite photos and everything else. Windy, you know, it shows you the track, and you can put it on and it'll go through the days and show you approximately where the weather's going to go. But to really depend on a good weather report, it's definitely EEB mic.
That's the weather report, but it's not giving you the specifics on
the
wind and where the wind's
blowing. It just shows you the graphics, and they're cool graphics.
But Windy does work down there on the specifics of where the winds are.
Yeah, and they're good, and they're approximate, but they're, you know, much more comprehensive, EEB mic or Wonderground.
Windy is amazing to me. I mean, how accurate that thing is. It's unbelievable. Because I have a subscription to Buoy Weather, and I use Buoy Weather, but I use Windy 9 times out of 10. Yeah. I look at Buoy Weather mostly for the swell and to see, you know, if it's 6 seconds at 4 feet and or, you know, 17 seconds at 5 feet. But Windy really gives you a good picture here, and I know I've used it down in the East Cape, too, and it works down there.
I use them all, to be honest with you, when the storms start coming. I do my homework,
I'm identical to Pete. I had Buoy Weather, and I let my subscription just cancel. I like, you know, Windy so much is, you know, wind for us is so much more often the determining factor of going. You're dead right. I mean, exactly what Pete said is right, because short interval swell is very uncomfortable, and it makes the difference between a little bit of wind on it and a lot of wind on it can change on that swell. You know, if you have, you know, 12 knots of breeze, well, that's not that big of a deal, but if you put 12 knots of breeze on a 6-second interval swell, it's going to be really nasty.
Yeah.
But if you have 12 knots of breeze on a 16 interval swell, it's flat, calm,
okay.
greasy, you
yeah.
know. So, but I'm with you. I love windy. For up here, anyways, yeah. I set my watch by it. I think it's great. And I'm always blown away at how good their prediction is. A week
amazing.
In advance. It's
amazing.
Crazy. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And the other thing I might know, too, that a lot of people may not know, is that you actually look and can look at wind gusts, too. If you look at
right.
the tab on the right and you hit the wind gusts, you can see what it's gusting to. And that kind of tells the full picture there, because sometimes it's like people say, well, Windy only said it was going to blow 10 knots. Well, you didn't look at the wind gusts.
Yeah, yeah, that's
because,
sustained winds, not
yeah.
not. Yeah,
yeah,
not,
that's sustained
gust.
To 10, but if it might be gusting to 15 or 18, something.
The other thing that you wouldn't believe that we found out on a late fall trip to Mammoth last year is their snow accumulation little tab, which we obviously hardly ever
oh,
use.
Oh, really?
It's dead on perfect. We were up there in a late part of the year when there's a teeny bit of snow that fell, but it showed a couple of little pockets where it was going to be, and where we were camped at was where it was predicted that it was like in a little valley, and dead on. It was just enough to put a little layer across the ground, but, I mean, even their snow accumulation is
yeah.
really good. That for me, at least in San Diego, I love it. It's my favorite
yeah.
favorite weather app.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. We had another text, and it's kind of off subject a little bit, but I think important is texter was asking, what is the best replacement hook for a Colt Sniper jig?
I think it depends a little bit on whether we're talking about a metal one or like a Colt Sniper jerkbait, but I like
a metal Colt Sniper,
yeah.
I believe what you're referring to.
So two schools of thought. For a single hook, I like a Gamakatsu Nautilus Octopus 4 Extra Strong, and it depends a little bit on the size of your Colt Sniper, but with the 80 to 120 size Colt Sniper is kind of being the most popular right now, I like that 7.0 Octopus 4 Extra Strong for a single hook, or for a treble hook, I like a pretty stout. I actually like the treble better. I think the jig falls a little better. Might not be as good as getting a bite in the fish, but I think a real stout treble hook is my favorite. And I like an ST66 number one.
Okay, there you go. Good question. And here's another text question from Diane. Says she's getting married in Loreto, John, in April 2021. Good luck with that and congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
I love Loreto in April. It's so awesome. We're going to be doing our Loreto Rumble in early May down in Loreto. I'm looking forward to that. And Loreto's such a wonderful place, and I'm sure you'll have a great time. And she said, should they book our fishing trip now during that time of the year?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you'll know your boat and you reserve it, and you won't get down there and not have a boat either. So it's always a good idea to reserve a boat.
And I would suggest calling Cass Tours, but Cass has a great operator down there that we use for the Loreto Rumble, and he'll book you up and get you set, and it won't cost you a penny more. So Cass Tours would be the place to call, 800-593-6510, and just ask him about a book, and I'm sure they'll put you I forget what the operator's name is, but there's several good operators, but this one in particular
good idea.
Does
it's
a
always,
great job.
Always a good idea to reserve your boat ahead
of
time.
Yeah, for sure.
Always.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Mark and Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
I got a question for John and a question for anybody. John, what about dry ice? Is it available down there?
And the airlines, airlines won't take it. They don't want it on the plane. So no.
But that's the reason again, though. You guys built such a heavy duty freezer. Is your freezer freezes fish into? I mean, there it's a block.
Yeah, just to reassure you. Yeah, it's heat frozen, and you can as long as there's no dead air space in your cooler, it'll last for a day. A lot of these guys travel long distances, and they can. When they get home, their fish is frozen and ready to go.
Yeah, you guys didn't. You're not talking about a residential style freezer. You built a big walk-in,
giant big walk-in
door freezer.
It's a sub-zero freezer, so it's hard as a rock. And like I say, many people take their fish home a lot, and nobody's ever lost any fish.
Yeah.
All right.
So you'll be good.
You'll have a good time.
But dry ice, they just won't allow it on the airplane. So.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
Kevin from Pacific Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, John, I had a question as far as timeline on fishing. I know half the summer is already over, and I have time to go fishing. I have a lot of places I want to go, but I want to come down with a buddy of mine and my wife. What time of year do you consider would be the best so the wives can hang out and not be too hot and the fishing be as good as well?
Late October, 1st of November. We're running special in November.
Ooh.
November is a real nice time of the year. It's cooler. Water's still very warm. Fishing's really good for you guys, and the girls won't get burned out for sure. That's a good time of year.
Definitely.
Yeah, we do, and so much so that we're running specials. So it's also an opportunity to save some money as well.
You know, we talked a lot about all the other great things, how great the fishing and is, but if you want to talk about fishing vacations and dollars for what you get, there's not a better deal, too, than going down to the ranch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is the most affordable thing that you can do that's so easy to get to, too. You know, I mean, when you start to add up all the stuff that you get, the food and the stay and the fishing and the cost for your total trip, it's still the best fishing value.
It's a bargain. It really is compared to almost any fishing trip you're going to go on.
If you can get one of those cheap airfares, too. Wow.
Yeah, if you live here in San Diego, yeah, fly on Volaris out of Tijuana. It's so easy, and it's about half what it costs to fly out of San Diego,
right,
out of Lindbergh.
What about LAX?
Volaris flies out of LAX, too. And Alaska flies out of LAX. And Alaska as well.
Yeah.
And all along the West Coast now, San Francisco, Seattle, all are flying into Cabo. And like I say, you know, it's I'm surprisingly busy this year.
Yeah.
I honestly thought, boy, you know, this season's just about done.
I would think that a trip to Rancho Llanero would be way safer than going to Cabo right now.
Well,
think about the numbers down there and the hotels and the number of people down there. I mean,
no.
Yeah, well, you know,
I would think if you want to get an escape, I think Rancho Llanero would be way safer.
Yeah, well, consider
my opinion.
Yeah, well, consider that the ranch is 34 rooms, and it's on, honestly, about almost 2 miles of beachfront, surrounded by the ranch itself, acres and acres.
On a point,
there's only one entrance in and out with a guard check, and we won't let people. They actually take people, everyone's temperature coming in and out of there, and very restrictive about who is allowed in there, so you don't get much outside influence. Yeah, it's definitely safe. It's interesting because we've got a little subdivision. We've got 45 homes down there, and we've never had a higher occupancy rate in the homes. They're all second homes, of course.
And
all the homeowners feel it's safe too.
And
so far so good.
All right, no
cases.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Hey, all right.
Thanks,
well, with that, we're gonna find out who's gonna be winning a brand new Anza fillet knife. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. And let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively. while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of that handmade Anza fillet knife, the Yellowfin, $190 value. That is going to Tina in La Mesa. Tina, congratulations. You have yourself an awesome new fillet
knife. Yeah, you're going to love it for sure. We'll ship that right out to you. And John Ireland, Rancho Leonero, man, just talking about the ranch makes me want to go right now.
So bad.
Thanks, Pete. Well, I'm heading right back down tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
Turn around
and
go right back.
Can't wait to get back.
You can't get enough, right?
Can't get enough.
Yeah.
Can't get
for
enough.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going back and getting into some of the fish myself.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Leonero, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
Call the lovely Pamela. She'll take good care of
she
you.
She sure
right?
will. She
yeah,
sure will. Pamela's
for sure.
great. She knows more about the
she
ranch
knows a
than
lot
I
about
do.
The ranch. Yeah. No doubt
really
about it.
Does.
She loves the ranch just like
she
we
really
all
does.
Do, for sure.
And thank you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Well, thanks to Thomas in the studio for us. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thanks to all of you out there for participating and listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits will be here tomorrow, 7 to 9. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you back here tomorrow right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.